Christ gave his all for us. And when I say these things about how our nation has changed and is trying to be changed, it's easy to point your finger at the world, but we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the ones who have to change things. We are the ones who have to stand fast, immovable. We're the ones being tested. And if you want to think of it, we're the ones in great tribulation. Which kind of tribulation is greater, natural or spiritual? Spiritual tribulation is greater than natural tribulation. Christ has passed from death unto life, that we can pass from death unto life. And we cannot be bogged down in natural thinking. For the first time, we have a face to false religion. We've always known that Hinduism was false and Buddhism was false, but now we have them here, and they're nice people. And we're tempted to be compassionate, but allowing people to go to hell without telling them the truth is not compassion. As I was saying, I was visiting with this young man, very, very, very sincere with his ideas. And I didn't want to attack him, because that won't help. It doesn't help to win an argument. He that wins souls is wise, not he that wins arguments. And I've won a lot of arguments. But I said to him, "Can I tell you one thing?" And he said, "What's that?" I said, "There's two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness." And I said, "And Satan, the one in the kingdom of darkness, comes as an angel of light." I didn't say, "And you believed him." But I planted that seed, and he listened. Asked me if he could come to church, and I believe he will. People are seeking truth by believing a lie. But we are in this great test. And this may be the greatest test that we'll ever be in, because as so goes America, so goes the world. Not only are we the light of the world, but we are the light of the world. And if anybody thinks the world's doing good, then let me buy you a radio. The world's a mess. The Middle East is a powder keg. Africa's a powder keg. But we have to make up our minds that we're not men pleasers, we're men lovers. You know, I was at this meeting at Brody Junior High, and in the auditorium they have a great big poster with some words across the top, and then a picture of a cardinal, because they're the Brody Cardinals, and then some words on the bottom. The words are on the top, say, "From tolerance to acceptance," and then across the bottom, "For diversity." Well, you see, that's what the devil wants. The devil wants acceptance. What God wants is love. Love and tolerance are vastly different, and love and acceptance are vastly different. I remember years ago when I had a pizza place, I had a fellow that delivered pizza, and he was a pretty good repairman. I originally had him because he could hire him because he could fix stuff. And then I gave him a job delivering pizzas. He was a homosexual. His name was Hank. And I vividly remember one Saturday, he showed me the headlines of the Des Moines Register. This would have been about 1974, probably, because I was a Christian at the time. And it said, "American Psychiatric Association decides homosexuality is not a mental illness." Now, the day before, you were crazy. And he said, "See that? I'm not crazy." I said, "Hank, they're just tired of messing with you." See, acceptance is not love. Love tells people the truth. Love tells people the truth. Acceptance says, "Oh, you know, whatever." When you know that the bridge is out, when you know that that behavior will lead to eternal death. You can't just hit people with truth. You have to hit them with love. And then you have to give them the truth. Jesus rose from the dead that we could receive his life, so that we could be the light of the world. We don't have to try to be the light of the world. We have to be the light of the world. You know, I've always said, dogs bark, cows moo, and sinners sin. Well, Christians are light. Christians need to light. We need to take the bushel basket off. Jesus said, don't hide your light under a bushel basket. We are in a great testing time. Jesus said, lift up your eyes, for the fields are white unto harvest. The fields are white unto harvest. That means if you don't harvest them, they're going to rot. And the world will not harvest itself. The heart of the gospel is the resurrection. People talk about the empty tomb or the empty cross. The empty tomb is not proof that Jesus rose from the dead. That's not proof. That's proof there's an empty tomb, but that isn't proof he rose from the dead. But the resurrection, the fact the Bible says that he was raised for our justification. You know, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, is truth, and it's wonderful, but without the resurrection, it was a meaningless waste. It is not his death that saved us, it was his resurrection. Now, of course, he had to die before he could be resurrected, but it was the resurrection. He was resurrected for our justification. The resurrection is the great news of the good news. Amen. Romans 10 verse 8 says, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you'll be saved. Well, unless the resurrection is preached and proclaimed, no one can believe it, because you can't believe beyond what you hear. A lot of religion doesn't preach resurrection. Romans 1 says that Jesus, Romans 1 verse 2 says, Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. What kind of power? According to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. We are a resurrected people. Not only is he a resurrected Lord, but we are a resurrected people. The Bible says, when he was raised from the dead, we were raised with him. And when he was seated at the right hand of God, we were seated there with him. And he's far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. And so are we, because we're seated with him, if we'll walk with him. But if we're trying to be accepted by the world, then we're not going to be accepted by God. We don't see too much of it in what's recorded in the life of Jesus, but if you think about the first 30 years of his life, I'll guarantee you that the world was trying to get him to please them year after year after year. Do things our way. You know, Paul talked about what a great Pharisee he was, what a great Pharisee Jesus could have been, but he wasn't, because you can't please God and man. You have to stand for God's truth instead of man's truth, which is really often Satan's truth. And we have to decide we're not in the Christian era, we're in Christ.